Hello.
Good morning. My name is Jenny, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a shared public opinion survey in your community, and I'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No, we're not.
Okay, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
80.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Off the wrong track.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote for it, or how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil of tax value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of the non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or vote no against this proposal?
Vote no.
No against, okay? And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
No.
You said that you will not vote for that proposal. Is that definitely or probably?
No, I would not vote for it.
Definitely no voting, okay, for that proposal. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No again.
Okay, would that be definitely no, vote no against, or probably vote no against?
No again.
Would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor or no for this proposal, or no against this proposal?
No against it.
Okay, definitely vote no against it, or probably vote no against it?
Definitely no.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? So I will go ahead and read to you a couple of statements, about four statements, and please tell me which of these statements come closest to your opinion. Statement one says, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Proposal two. I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan construct new trails about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Proposal 3. I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Statement 4 or Proposal 4. I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I oppose this proposal.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family? I'll go ahead and read to you a couple of options. Please tell me which of these issues should be the one that your local elected official should focus the most. Are you okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, protecting water quality and water supply, improving public education and local schools, improving local roads and infrastructure, making housing more affordable, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat. May I please know which one of these should your local elected official focus the most to help you and your family?
That would be the housing.
Okay. Let's go ahead. Making housing more affordable?
Yes.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Have you heard or do you have any opinion about Traverse Area Recreational and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails?
No interest.
You have no opinion on that?
No opinion.
Okay. Your city or township government?
No opinion.
Grand Traverse County government?
No opinion.
Thank you. Moving on. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing? Too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
Okay. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of the Commissioners to spend this taxpayer fund on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Definitely trust?
Do not trust.
Definitely do not trust.
Definitely do not trust.
Thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. So I will give you some ways on which the money may be spent, and you will tell me if you agree to that or disagree. The first one I got is to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Do you approve or disapprove that?
Disapprove.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. To maintain existing trails?
Strongly disapprove.
To promote recreational opportunities?
Strongly disapprove.
To improve connectivity to residents between schools, workplaces, jobs, and parks?
Strongly disapprove.
To plan and construct new trails?
Strongly disapprove.
To promote local economy development?
Strongly disapprove.
To promote health and wellness?
Strongly disapprove.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Strongly disapprove.
To increase non-motorized transportation options?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? I'll give you two options. Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for the residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Or option two, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained. Which one was those? I'm sorry?
The second one.
Ensuring the current trail network. Thank you. You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if it will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. The first one says, the funds from the proposal will be matched with the federal, state, and private funds. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or will not make any difference?
Much less likely.
Much less likely, okay. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Much less likely.
Okay. A citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commissions in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered by their intended purpose.
Much less likely.
Okay. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal.
Are you almost done with this?
I'm trying to do this as fast as I can. We're almost done.
Okay.
Thank you. Now you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. The first one says, the proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Not at all convincing.
Okay. Grand Traverse County Trails Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Not at all convincing.
In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoor by physically active and have a healthier lifestyle.
Not at all convincing.
Okay. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Not at all convincing.
This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Not at all convincing.
This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitat, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Not at all convincing.
This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trails Network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Not at all convincing.
Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Not at all convincing.
Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourists, support small business, and create more jobs.
Not at all convincing.
This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
No, not at all convincing.
Thank you. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so children and grandchildren in the future generation can enjoy them the same way we do.
Nope, not at all convincing.
Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No against.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely no.
Okay. Almost done here. Now you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each of the arguments is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will not make any difference, you can also indicate that. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Not at all convincing.
Okay. There are already enough trails for public use in the Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Not at all convincing.
Okay. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Not at all convincing.
This proposal is backed by progressive special interest group who wants to control the public land and have taxpayer foot the bill.
Not at all convincing.
Okay, with inflation, high gas prices, rising homeowners' prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Not at all convincing.
This proposal would give million more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money in the right way. I will just end up getting wasted on their pet project.
Not at all convincing.
This proposal would bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Okay, one more. That's all I'm doing. Not at all convincing. That's it. I'm done. Thank you. Bye.
Hello?